perfect.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Gosscast after our little break with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Gosstudy editor Kendra Becker.
Hello.
How are
You've lived many different lives since,
since the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I was in the south of France a month ago, but it was actually like a week
last,
and a half ago.
Last week, yeah.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I flew back in on the Thursday and went straight to that TikTok event.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you don't know, we're the one and only Irish media publication on TikTok shop now, which is exciting.
Yeah.
So I jetted back in for that, but I had the best time ever. And I am going back to South of France next week for the Monaco Grand Prix.
I can't keep you away.
Wow. But like, you know me, I never take holidays. Like, I never go away for like a week. So both of these trips are like 3.5 days each. So this basically is my week holiday. It's like the 2 weeks split up. But it was so much fun. Oh my God, it was so much fun.
I'm obsessed with that Lagerite place. And
Lagerite.
Then I sent a video to Ali like a few days after she came back, and Lisa Rinna was there because there's obviously loads of people there for Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
And she had been at Amphar like the night before.
Yeah. And she
where,
looked gas.
Maura Higgins was.
Yeah.
And Roz Lipset as well. She got
Roz
a pic
there
with
too.
Maura.
Love that. Lagerite's so fun. So I'd been there a couple of years ago with a friend of mine, and basically like there's a 6 month waiting list minimum to like even get a reservation at it. It's so busy, and it's on its own island off of Cannes, and you have to get a boat to get there and back.
Yeah.
And basically your boat is like added into your bill, so like when you're signing your bill at the end of the night, it's like boat ride to and from. It's really funny.
So is it kind of like a beach club?
It is
like
a beach
an
club.
Island club.
Yeah, it's basically a beach club. Yeah,
yeah,
but there's technically no beach. There is a beach there, but no one goes on it. It's all inside. But it's an external place, if that makes sense. So the whole thing is outside basically.
Yeah,
but there's always someone there. So this year when I was there the other week, Andrea Corr was at the table next
to me.
That's
so random.
So, but
was
her
with load
husband
of Irish
is
people?
A billionaire.
Oh,
you know, she
okay.
married like an absolute billionaire. Oh, yeah, half of it was Irish, but they must have all been billionaires. And we all ended up chatting towards the end of the night, and we were like getting on our little boat back to Cannes, and we nearly got onto their boat by accident, which was like a private fucking boat.
They're like, get off.
Yeah, they were like, get the fuck away. No, she was grand. She was like, but people get so drunk at Lagerite.
Yeah.
Like at the start, you're like, oh, and it's like these, you know, those kind of guys that come around and like play song requests and stuff. So that's fun at the start. And they always like give you like a house cocktail, and that's like, oh, that's all lovely. And then like cut to like everyone's dancing on the tables. People are ordering like 5 grand magnums of like Dom Perignon.
No concept of time.
No concept of time. It's like being in Vegas. No concept of time, money that you've spent. Like, it's so funny watching people though. There was this like table near us of like really young girls. So like, you know, early 20s. And we were watching them, and they were like all drinking like water and salads. And we were like, they are waiting for like a table
someone
of guys.
Because
everyone comes at
drink.
Different times. And these guys showed up, and lo and behold, I saw them pick up their actual tab and pay their bill.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah,
I love that for
I know.
Them.
They got magnums of champagne, large tequilas. I was just like, that is fucking hilarious.
They completed
I'd say those girls came to that island with 10 pence in their pocket, like not a purse on any of them.
Should we've all
but
been it, there.
But it's that vibe, like it's very, very like high wealth there.
Yeah.
And there's always some sort of celebrity there, or like just like very, very well off people there. So why I'm there, I don't know. But
rage and you miss Lisa Rinna.
I know, but I'm going back to Lagerite.
Well,
again.
You never know who'll be there.
You know, we kind of picked a bad day in a way. It was my friend's birthday, so that's why we were there, and that's why I went to Saint-Tropez as well. But Cannes had opened like that night before, so people were busy, like, so not all the celebs would have been around. But this time going over, I'd be interested to see who's going to be there. A lot of people have booked the Monday, so the Grand Prix is on Sunday. I'm going to Lagerite on the Monday, and I know a lot of other girls that have also separately booked a table to be going there.
Yeah,
so but no, I had the best time. It was so funny. I got 2 helicopters while I was there, and someone actually said it to me the other week. They were like, I was wondering like who was bankrolling that trip for you. And I was like, excuse me. I was like, a helicopter ride is €175. It's not 10 grand. Like, and they were like, oh, like people presumed I'd like.
But don't you book it like on Uber there?
It's well,
like
it's
Uber
like
helicopter.
It's like, yeah, there's Uber copter, but there's one I use just called Blade. There's a few different ones.
Yeah.
But people obviously thought I'd spent like 10 grand on like a helicopter. I was like, no, I just booked a seat on it. Like, it's not that expensive. But during the Grand Prix to get to Monaco, so it's a 5 minute helicopter trip.
Yeah.
It's 165, 55, 75, depending on the day. It's gone up to 495 for Monaco only.
But why do you get a helicopter? Is it just quicker?
Yeah, it's just quicker. And like, it's a separate country, so they have like helipads everywhere, like airports.
I'm like terrified of helicopters. I think they're so scary.
I'm not scared of them.
Like, the likelihood of a helicopter crash is like so much higher than like a car.
is it?
Yeah, it is, but honestly.
It's a 5-minute ride.
I know, but just random things happen. You just never know. If there's a wrong gust of wind, like, you're gone.
Ah, no. Yeah. I think it's fine. Although, actually, I don't know if you see this guy on TikTok. There's this medium on TikTok that keeps coming up. I was literally crying last night watching him because it was like, is there an
he's
Amanda
like, don't
here?
Get in a helicopter.
No, but like, he was like, he's like, is there an Amanda here? And it's like, your father has this message. It was like so emotional. Oh, but the last three ones I watched were like, and he died in a, I want to say, helicopter crash.
Oh my God. See, I'm telling you.
Like, three people.
Dangerous.
I watched, I was like, oh my God. The Saint-Tropez one was like 15 minutes. I was a bit like, I can get off this one now if you want to hurry up there. But the Monaco one, you're literally up in the air and you're down again, so like you're very close to land the whole time. The Saint-Tropez one I didn't love as much because we were just in the middle of the sea the whole time, so it's like it was fully across coast to coast of France.
You wouldn't mind that because at least you can drop into the sea, but like if you're over like mountains,
but you drown if you fall into the sea, whereas if you're near the land you can just like have an emergency landing. You can't emergency land in the ocean.
Yeah,
I'm just, fucking I've never been, getting one again I've now so, after this
no,
chat.
No, ever since the Kobe Bryant thing, I'm so terrified by that.
But sure, loads of celebs die in private plane crashes as well. They're always dying in small automobile things.
Doesn't that just prove, though, it's way more likely in a small aircraft?
In my lifetime, I have had... So I did Vegas for the first helicopter, did Monaco before, Monaco again, Saint-Tropez. And this is my fifth time if I do it this time, but I probably won't. It's actually so expensive next weekend. So, but no, you can get a train into Monaco from Nice, which is where I'll be staying. But there's no Ubers allowed in Monaco. So Monaco is a separate country. So they've all these mad rules. So you can get an Uber there, but you can't get an Uber out.
Oh,
so
weird.
You have to like get a local taxi. So it's literally like €300 basically to leave Monaco.
Yeah, because I suppose you're leaving the country.
Yeah. So this is why people get
helicopter. Your passport and everything?
Yeah, you have your passport. Oh. Yeah, you have to properly go through like border and all that sort of stuff. I think on the train, you just need to show your passport before you get on the train. But
oh yeah, because weren't they asking you about like liquids and everything? You were like, what?
When I was getting on the helicopter, they were just like, ma'am, is this coming with you? And I was just like, what? And although it was more like madam.
Yeah, I was like, were you in Miami?
But the guy that worked for Blade like took my bag, took my liquids, took everything that I brought that I wasn't meant to bring. And he just pretended it was all his so that he could walk us out to the helipad or whatever. But no, I had a great time. You should do a helicopter once in your life.
No, I've done it.
Oh, you've done it? Where did you do it?
When I was younger. It's actually such a bougie story. But it was like a friend of mine's dad. He had a helicopter.
Oh my God, of course.
But we only went up for like 5 minutes.
I think
minutes.
I know whose friend that, what friend that is, yeah. Yeah.
But that was when I was like 14. And I don't think I've been in a helicopter since.
Where did you go? Around Dublin?
Yeah, it was just over Dublin. Yeah.
Like, because it's just so bougie over there and they do helicopter rides like every 15 minutes from Nice Airport. I'm just not concerned. Yeah. All the schlebs are there.
Maybe that's my hot take this week. Don't get down.
And my hot take is do get on it. No, our hot take. So last night we had a staff wellness night, which I loved. Yeah. We had so much fun. We went to Lane 7 in the city centre. It was in such a good location, actually, because there's one in Dundrum, but the one in town was cool. And my hot take is my best arcade game is definitely pool. And pool was not there.
I know.
Which was upsetting.
It is in the Dundrum one, though. They have loads of pool tables there.
But also, it's very hard to bowl when you have
nail extensions. We both nearly broke our thumbs.
My thumb's actually sore today.
It's really sore. Yeah.
So be coramoc now if you're bowling with long nails. So that's my hot take. But also, the main hot take of that night is that I love bambinos.
Yeah, was that your first time?
No, but it's my first time going. Sometimes when you guys have gone out to get a slice, I've had a slice.
Yeah.
But it was literally a 25-minute queue.
Yeah.
And I was like, this better be fucking worth it.
It is definitely nicer in that one because the one on Baggot Street, they get all the pizza from that one.
Oh, do
So it's
they?
Not freshly it's not made there. In the Baggot Street one. Weird. No, they bring it all from the one on, what street is that?
I want to say Clarendon Street.
Yeah,
it was on the corner. The main one anyway. Or whatever.
But that's where they're all made.
Oh God, it was worth the wait. And I came out and I took a photo with all the pizza slices and then my slice literally fell off the pizza. But when I went back in, they gave it to me for free. I was like, I took a picture.
You know, Olivia had to tell them though that someone took it.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
I thought she said it fell.
She was like, I just know if I said that it fell, they'd be like, well, you pay for a fucking meal.
How would someone have taken it? Someone robbed it?
She said like someone just came up and took it out of your hands.
Oh my God, did she?
Sorry, Bambina.
Wow, sorry if you're listening, you were lying to.
Yeah.
What's your hot take? No helicopter rides.
My hot take is I'm loving hot weather, but it's so much nicer when you're on holiday and you're not like having to dress for work. I don't know what to wear. Like we're filming a Vox Pop out on Grafton Street today. It's obviously so hot, and I was like, what the fuck would
do
I
you
wear?
Wear a
like,
top and a pair of shorts.
You can hardly wear a bikini on camera.
You can wear a pair of shorts though. You can wear shorts.
No.
Oh, I know what you're saying because you're on camera.
Like, and I'm obviously filming something for a brand. Yeah. Like, I can't be like
Revolut bikini. They'd probably love that. If it was an Oosh campaign, we do like an Oosh bikini with an Oosh cap.
Yeah.
Oosh water hoses to spray in everybody. Yeah. They'd love that. Maybe we should do that.
I went for an old blue shirt.
Yeah. No, you look lovely. No, it is hard to dress. And I feel like sometimes you feel really cool when you're in a string top. And then when you look at yourself, you're like, I look terrible. I know.
But isn't it so weird? Like, it's only like 23 degrees or something. It feels like 35.
But it's so humid in Ireland. It's just so humid in Dublin in particular.
But I don't know, like, how people that live in like Dubai, for example, like go about their daily lives home all the time.
But they have aircon everywhere. Yeah, see, we've no aircon in Ireland.
I actually, on Sunday, I went to do my food shop and there was a massive fan in Lidl and I bought it. Good. And it's life.
You know, I live with the fan every night.
So good.
Even when it's snowing outside, my fan is on. So like,
yeah, I got like a proper like tower one and it rotates as well.
Oh, I love those. Love ones. It. I love a fan. I also love the sound of it. It's so calming.
Yeah, it's actually really relaxing.
But I have to say, I'm warming up to bicycle shorts this year, which I never thought I would. I actually have been wearing them quite a lot. It's taken me a while.
Like, I'd be too self-conscious.
But some of them, like, if you get good material, Pennies have really, really nice ones at the moment. They're like long enough that they cover like your thighs and like they're nice.
Sometimes they can cut you in the wrong way where it's like digging into your thigh.
No, Pennies actually have really, really nice ones at the moment. If anyone listening wants some bicycle shorts, everyone's like, no. But a lot of other stuff happened over the weekend, including Roz Purcell got married to longtime partner Zach Desmond. You know that I broke the story that Roz and Zach Desmond were going out.
I remember that.
Back in the day.
They were at Electric Picnic together.
She had only recently broken up with Brezzy, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And it was such a scoop at the time. But obviously, Zach Desmond is the son of Caroline Desmond and Dennis Desmond, who basically run every musical festival in Ireland, I feel.
Yeah, like they run MCD Productions. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were at like the VIP area at EP and spotted Little Schnog.
Yeah.
And they were such like an it couple at the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm so delighted. Like, 2016. Oh my God, that's actually mad that that's how long
I remember
together.
That story. Yeah, because I was like, I was only in Goss for a few months at that time.
And I remember it was almost a year. I remember seeing her after that, and she was like, "You got me." Like, I'd say she was really pissed off.
She's like, fuck
I was
me.
Like, sorry. But that was a really good story. I loved that. But I'm so happy for her, and I loved her wedding photos.
Yeah, so cool.
Doesn't she
and
look so cool?
And so her as well. Yeah. And I love that she's like really embracing her pale skin as well. Like, she wore no tan.
Yeah.
She has like this gorgeous like red
That's
hair
her natural
at the
hair.
Moment.
That's her natural hair color.
Stunning.
Yeah.
And it just like, if you want like the picture of an Irish wedding, like that's
it.
Like, she was wearing wellies in her pictures. And she had a dress made by Sasha Donnellan, who's an Irish designer. And she like custom made it with her.
So like wild Irish in the heat. Like literally like kind of Wuthering Heights vibes. She was Kathy.
Like, Jennifer Zamparelli commented on the pictures and was like, I can just hear Kate Bush like looking at these.
She looked unreal. But yeah, I remember when she won Miss Universe, she had like really, really dark hair, really tan skin. But then I remember seeing photos of her before she won, and she had like red hair and freckles, and I was like, oh my God, she actually looks really different. Like, if you look back at when she was in Miss Universe, she is like so bronzed.
Yeah.
But I love her look now. I actually think she looks stunning, and the wedding was just so picturesque as
so gorge. And I love so she had her dogs Mila and Wilco like walk her down the aisle with her dad, which is really cute. They were all like dressed up,
the video of the dogs. I
so
actually can't
cute.
Cope
so
yeah. cute
Because they got legally married back in March in City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's really hard to get a booking in City Hall. Like, you have to book it like years in advance.
Some people put themselves down on the cancellation list though, and you can get a cancellation. It'll be like
Wednesday
though.
A lot of people
though.
Do it on like a random weekday but apparently it can be quite hard to get a booking there. But they did that back in March, and I remember at the time the dogs weren't there, and obviously like the dogs are a huge part of her life. And she was like, don't worry, they will be at the second wedding. And they were...
But why, can I ask, would you have two weddings when they're in Ireland? Because most
know.
People do the legal wedding because
really
they're about
sure.
to go abroad.
I'm not really sure. Maybe they just wanted the whole City Hall vibe.
Or maybe that's just the date that they got to get the registration. They weren't sure what they were going to do with the wedding.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the two weddings thing in general? Every influencer that's got married in the last like year
has done
it.
The two weddings. Yeah, like, I think if you want to do it like intimate with family and stuff, that's cool. But I don't
think
you
need to... Won't they be at the other wedding then?
Yeah,
I'm actually genuinely kind of against it. I think it's a bit weird. Yeah.
Do you think it's a bit of like a waste of time?
Like, I just feel like, well, and I'm not talking about Roz, because I actually think Roz is really like authentic and really down to earth.
Yeah.
And the reason she does things.
I also don't think she had a load of people at that City Hall thing.
No, and I think the reason she does things is genuinely because she's like doing them because she wants to. I don't know. I just sometimes feel like people are just having a party, like, for a second time. Like, to me, getting married is like the idea of like having the vows and saying something and having that sacred moment. Like, why would you need to do it twice? That's just my feeling on it.
I would personally like to actually get married on the day.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, I think it's kind of weird
to be, because then you're, it's weird because your actual wedding day, like, you know, your wedding anniversary, it's technically,
I get it,
wrong.
If you're getting married abroad, that completely makes sense. You actually have to legally get the cert here, like, that makes sense. But even with that, I'm like, would you not just get married in Ireland? I don't know.
Yeah, like, one of my friends, she had her wedding in Italy, but they like invited mostly friends to the Italian wedding.
So their family,
and then their family
wedding
that kind of
makes
was
sense.
In Ireland.
That
and
kind
they
of makes
did
sense.
Like a dinner and stuff. Because
I don't know.
Knew,
I just think
like,
the photos I've seen of some of the celebrity and influencer weddings lately, I'm actually obsessed with their registration weddings. I think they're so like classic, really cool looking, really intimate. I'm like, that's ideal. Like, that's an amazing wedding day.
Oh, so you're saying there's no point in having the big massive one.
Okay. Just from what I've seen, and maybe it's just that people are making more effort with the registration weddings now, but I feel like back in the day, the registration wedding was literally just walked in and got a sheet of paper. But now there's all these cool photo shoots happening in City Hall. They're wearing like designer clothes at the smaller weddings.
Yeah.
There's decor. Like, it actually is like an actual wedding. Whereas before, I think people
kind
literally
of
went
become
in and got
another
the
photo op.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's like two big photo ops. I don't feel like that's what happened with Roz, but it just kind of reminded me. I was like, oh, that's the trend now, that you basically get married twice. Like, I remember when Rosanna Davison got married years ago
in Ibiza
she also had like a second wedding in the Paris Court Hotel
and
at the time the press were like, oh, second wedding, like, oh my god, it was so like ridiculous and like
vibe,
peak Celtic Tiger. And now it's like totally normal that everyone has two weddings.
Yeah And like, you have to factor in the expense of everything as well. Like, we'll get into it as well, because like Roz, she their second wedding was in Ballynahinch Castle.
Yeah,
stunning venue in Galway. Like, it's absolutely gorgeous.
I've never heard of it before, but it looks amazing.
I've actually driven past it before.
Okay.
It's fab, but it ain't cheap.
Is it not? Okay, go on.
No. So packages start at 175 per guest, but because it's its own estate, you have, there's like a two, there's basically like a minimum booking, right?
Right, okay.
So you have to
take out the whole estate.
Yes. So if you're...
Why are we always talking about weddings?
I don't know, but the wedding content does well.
Honestly, it does.
So a three-day wedding weekend at Ballynahinch, it requires a baseline investment of approximately 70,000 to 85,000. Based on 100 people, that's if you're covering their accommodation, though.
Okay.
So most weddings, people would pay for their own accommodation.
But you'd have to book out the rooms, though.
Yes, you have to book out all the rooms. So whether you're paying for it or the guests are paying for it, all the rooms have to be booked for 100 people.
Okay.
So it's about 70,000 euro if you're paying for the accommodation. If you're not, that would take about 78,000 euro out of it. So
38.
Yeah. Did I not say that?
78.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
So if your guests pay for the hotel, the 38,000 is deducted from your final master bill.
That's not that bad then.
So then it would be roughly 36,500.
That's not bad.
But that is kind of the average.
Yeah, that's not
bad.
Wedding cost. Yeah,
that's
not bad.
It's about 40,000 euro, they say.
Yeah.
But that's only for the food and beverage.
So that's before the dress.
So that's before
the photography,
dress, the entertainment, the flowers, the decor.
I'd love to see more of her wedding, because she's kind of teasing some of it out. But I think Roz is kind of over the whole celebrity thing, like, as in sharing all the elements. Like, even the fact the way she announced it kind of days later, she was like, oh yeah, I got married last weekend.
They definitely,
so casual.
They obviously had some sort of social media ban, because
I'd say so,
no one posted anything.
Which,
like, I saw she put up photos today, and like Carl and Aisling were there, and like a few
cute
other people from TFM. And obviously they didn't post it
at
all.
I also think it's such an ick when the bride posts on the actual wedding day.
Yeah, you shouldn't
be
on your phone.
Why are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Why are you even thinking about your phone? And the pressure the poor photographer must be under to be like, get me that photo right now.
Yeah.
I love the idea of having a few days of just like not thinking about your phone. You
or
know?
Else like, if you did want to post something, like, that's absolutely grand, but like, get a content creator to do it for
but
you.
But yeah, they had no one even there after at the wedding just in their own photos. So nobody posted anything at all. Sometimes at celebrity weddings, people are like, best day ever. And it's just them at a table, nothing. But there was nothing. Yeah. So I'd say we'll see a little bit more coming out. So popular Irish wedding venues in general. Do you actually have a favorite Irish wedding or an Irish person's wedding? Doesn't have to be in Ireland, but like a celeb. Do you know whose wedding I actually loved was Bonnie Ryan's wedding? And I said this to her after the wedding. The content from her Italian wedding, like her dress the night before, the morning of, I just think she aced
the way
her wedding
they do
content.
That serenata thing.
So cute.
It's like the night before party.
And I think that's Lottie's husband's something to do with their family, that venue.
I think his family is from that area. Okay. I don't know if they own it.
There's something to do with anything. But I remember her, and do you remember her wedding photo, like on the moped and everything? Yeah. There's like gorgeous photos and that. That's one of my favorite, like, Irish celeb weddings. I did love Rosanna Davison's wedding back in the day. It was like so cool, that wedding. Yeah. And it was one of the first, like, abroad celeb Irish weddings. Do you have any other weddings that you loved?
I'm trying to think.
I also really liked Joanna Cooper and Conor Murray's wedding in Portugal. I loved that.
Oh, yeah,
big
that
kind of
picture.
Yeah, that picture,
like,
of her is iconic.
Wasn't that a Vogue photographer that took that?
I think so. The one of her, like, being dipped by Conor. That's one of my favorite wedding photos I've ever seen. Yeah, I loved that one.
The weddings that are... where did Erin McGregor have her wedding?
She had her wedding.
It's down in Tipperary.
Yeah, there's a few people that have gotten married.
Castle Palace.
Yeah, did Louise Cooney get married there as well?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
And it is a fab venue.
Erin's wedding was incredible. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'd love to have a wedding at Castle Palace, but it's fucking expensive.
Would you? Yeah, it is a good venue because you can use the outside as well.
It is before, though.
Tipperary's far. If you think of the costs it would be for everyone, it would be way cheaper to stay the night in Tipperary than it would be to stay in, like, Dublin.
True.
Do you know what I mean? True. The K Club used to be the place that everybody got married in, like, back in the day. But I think Castle Palace is becoming a good one. Obviously, Luchterstown Castle, that's where Posh and Bex got married.
Yeah.
There's been a few good weddings
there. I know someone who got married there and looked
fab. Did you? Were you there? No?
No, but I remember seeing the pictures.
And also, it used to be a popular one, which really isn't anymore, was the Shelburne back in the day. You would get your photos in Stephen's Green and you'd go into your kind of, because there's only like 100 people that can fit into that room in the Shelburne. That used to be peak Celtic Tiger weddings as well. It's like having a wedding
Kilkee Castle as well. That's where my parents actually got married, and then my friend got married there about 2 years ago, and it's fab. It's such a nice venue.
No way.
Because you have the old castle part, but then there's a new part,
right?
That's actually where Matthew McNabb and Laura Nolan are getting married this weekend.
Oh my God, that's actually a really, really cool venue. I just can't believe your parents got married there.
They did.
My parents did. You got married in a church in Rathfarnham and had the afters in, like, just
the yellow house.
Yeah, like literally like the upstairs, the yellow house. I actually don't think it's that one, because I said that to my mom recently and she was like, no, it wasn't the yellow house. But it was one of them. It is a lovely pub. But let's have a look at some of the other venues. So I don't know if we have it here, but Ashford Castle, obviously. That's where Rory McIlroy got married. That's a really, really big venue. I don't really know these other ones.
Kilshane House is really popular. You know, it's the one that has that big, massive, like, glass.
Oh, yes.
People, like, you always recognise the photos. You're like, that's Kilshane House.
Okay. We have...
The price of Kilshane House, estimated venue package cost is between 30k and 45k. But if you're paying for accommodation for people, it can be between 65 and 100k.
Okay.
Markree Castle as well. I'm actually going to a wedding there later this year. It's in Sligo.
Okay.
And that's another really popular one.
You're the wedding queen this year.
I know.
Because you're going to so many different weddings.
So many weddings. I'm literally like an ambassador for weddings. And then obviously we spoke about Adair Manor as well.
Yeah.
So if you're actually not paying for accommodation, it can be between 50k and 70k, which is still extremely expensive.
I know. It used to be like 25 grand was the average for a wedding. So that is a lot higher. Also, so weddings that are coming up this summer. So we obviously have this weekend. We have the fab Laura and Matthew. Rob Kenny's also getting married this weekend.
Yes, in the south of France.
In Antibes. Like, I'd say that wedding.
I saw he put up a photo yesterday of like his delivery of rose.
Oh my God. Like, that wedding is going to be over like 100 grand. So he's getting married in like literally one of the most prestigious luxury wedding venues in France. It's called Bastide du Roy.
Oh.
And it's in Antibes. It's called the Estate of the King.
Oh.
That's what it translates to. Okay. So it's literally from the French monarchy, like from that time. And it was purchased by French couture designer Lanvin. So like it is going
would you
to
expect
be
anything less from Rob though? Like he literally booked out Palmerston House for his 30th,
which
like,
I was at,
which is a wedding venue,
but like. This is going to be, I think I'm just so excited for all the content from it, to be honest.
Yeah,
there's loads of influencers stuff going over, like James Cavan is obviously one of his best friends. Yeah. I just cannot wait to see the content from over there, like it's just going to be amazing. And like it's like Rob middle name Lavish Kenny, so like it's going to be yeah. lavish. So I'm really excited for that wedding. Other weddings I'm excited for this year, Aideen Kate's wedding,
yeah,
really looking forward to that. Aoife Walters.
Her civil ceremony look was gorgeous.
I loved the pants. Yeah. Like, wow. So different. Really looking forward to Aoife Walsh's wedding, which is also in the south of France.
Yeah.
And which I'm going to that wedding, so that's going to be so fun. And then there's another wedding. Well, Sophie Murray is getting married next year, I think. It's actually 2027. Yeah. But there's another celeb. Is there another Irish celeb wedding coming up this summer? I feel like there's one more. There's been a lot of Irish celebrity weddings lately.
Maybe see, a lot of them have
the
just
one I was
happened.
Thinking of. Maybe Ross.
People always get married in May. May is such a popular time.
May is a good one.
Married.
And obviously, this weekend is the May Bank Holiday weekend where all those weddings are taking place. Or June Bank Holiday.
Yeah.
Katia Mia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's
getting
married in Italy
with her registry wedding. That was so
after
gorgeous.
Us basically slamming people from having two weddings.
I'm not slamming. No, you see.
But she's getting married abroad, though.
It's not that I'm slamming it. I actually think it's fine to do it. I'm just starting to realize that it's becoming a huge occasion as well.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it was like, we got our cert, and there'd be like a little photo of someone
now
with a cert.
Now it's like, I feel like people feel pressure to like get
make
a
photographer. Make it a mini wedding.
And,
so it's not that I think you shouldn't do that. It's just I'm kind of like, if you're going to go to the bother of photographer, flowers, venue hire, lunch, all that sort of stuff, is that just not the wedding?
Yeah,
like?
Yeah. No, I get you.
So, okay. But no, and I'm not against it because I'm here for the content. Like, I love seeing the content, but I love the content so much that I'm almost like, oh my God, that could have been your wedding.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah.
Do you know?
But yeah, Katia, I think her wedding is in August and they're getting married in Italy, and that's going to
be
amazing.
I do love an abroad wedding now, I have to say.
And
it's
they're definitely
very
going all out. Like, it'll be a 3-day
wedding. Obviously, make sure to check all the Goss channels for all the upcoming weddings.
Yeah.
Speaking of weddings, I feel like one of the weddings of the summer has already happened.
The royal wedding.
Venezuela Fury. Her wedding, like the clips, the video views of our clips alone from the wedding is in the multi-millions.
Sorry, but there wasn't this much interest in like Meghan and Harry's wedding. I swear to God. Like it's insane. Literally all the videos we've posted have millions of views on them. Like it's
crazy.
So
talk me through the wedding. Like why is it such a big deal? Is it because she's Tyson's daughter? Is it because she's 16? Is it because they have a Netflix show? Is it all three?
I think people in general are just so intrigued by the Fury family, and that's why the show is so popular.
I've never
obviously
seen it. I must watch it.
Oh, it's so good. I actually love it. I love Paris Fury as well. I think she's like such a queen. But Venezuela is obviously 16, and it was a huge plot point of season 2 of the show that she was getting engaged to her boyfriend Noah, who is like 2 years older than her. But she's obviously, she had only just turned 16. Like he proposed to her at her 16th birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But isn't that the norm in their communities though, to get
like,
engaged
but
that
even
young?
At that though, like in Paris has said in interviews, she was like 16 is still very young for the traveler community to be getting engaged. She was like, but at the same time, I was 17 when I got engaged. So, you know.
Yeah, like I saw the clip of her telling Tyson.
Yeah.
And in fairness, he wasn't like brilliant Jay Grant. He was a bit like, are you sure?
Yeah. Like, and then he was grand though. Yeah. He was like, oh, look.
Imagine having to go meet the dad and it's Tyson Fury.
I know.
You'd never want to piss him off, would you? Like, he literally
you'd
box
be terrified. Yeah. Like. But yeah, I think people are just so intrigued by them in general. Also, they got married on the Isle of Man. And legally, she can get married there.
I remember that from a Coronation Street plot back in the day when Leanne got married. Yeah, Leanne. What's her second name? She's still on the show. Leanne.
I mean, did she go to the Isle of Man to get married?
Yeah, to get married in it because she wanted to marry like her boyfriend. So she snuck away. I was probably 15 at the time and I was like, oh my God, if I go to the Isle of Man, I can get married too.
You can't legally get married in the UK if you're 16.
Yeah.
So that, and they're obviously living on the Isle of Man as well. So it kind of just worked out.
Oh, she
out
lives
that
there.
Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Tyson moved the whole family there like last year randomly.
Oh,
yeah.
That is
so
really random.
Really, yeah. Weird. But yeah, the wedding was a massive, massive spectacle. I actually really liked her dress.
Yeah, everyone's been saying that in the office that the
and
dress
she
is
said
gorgeous.
Like that she didn't want to go for the classic like big fat gypsy wedding type thing. She wanted it to be classy. I think Paris's dress was cool as well. Obviously, a huge talking point is that Molly May was there.
Yeah.
Without Tommy.
And heavily pregnant.
Heavily pregnant. Like, she's literally about to burst. She's 9 months pregnant. And Tommy let her go by herself.
Because he was in inverted commas training camp.
Can you not take one day off?
Like, it's so ridiculous. I just think that's so ridiculous.
Also, like, go to the wedding and, like, obviously don't drink. Like, do you know?
But even, like, Molly aside, sending her on her own, your niece is getting married.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Shouldn't he have been there for a Tyson?
Yeah.
I thought that was very strange.
I just think it's really
Did he go to
weird.
Any part of the wedding? No.
He was not there.
Now, obviously, famously or infamously, they broke up after her sister's wedding. Yeah. So I'm, like, wondering, was he, like, nervous about attending a big wedding?
Maybe, but still, like, I just think the fact that Molly's pregnant and, like, you could see in the videos that she was really under pressure and,
yeah,
like,
struggling.
She was struggling, and fair fucks to her for going and showing up. And, you know, she went because of Bambi. And, like, Bambi was one of the 18 bridesmaids. And she was like, you know, Bambi lived her best life. Like, she dressed up in a dress. She got to play with her cousins. She was like, I went for Bambi because it's
there's a video of her walking
nice
in heels, like, falling into the, like, to the grass or whatever, like, sticking into the grass. And holding Bambi while heavily pregnant. I was just like, oh my God, Tommy.
But, and there was like this video going around of her, like a bodyguard basically like trying to shield her with an umbrella. And she kind of like grabbed the umbrella off him and was like pointing it the right way. Because there was obviously loads of paparazzi there that were taking pictures of her. And taking pictures of Bambi as well. And Bambi was in a little dress.
Yeah.
So I'd say Molly was like trying to protect Bambi from the photos. And loads of people were commenting on the video being like, she's such a bitch, blah, blah. And I was like, fucking you try and go and have all these
while
paps
holding.
Taking pictures of you while 9 months pregnant.
Oh God.
Like,
yeah, I
just
that.
Think people need to give her a bit of grace, like, because I think fair fucks her for going. And if she hadn't gone, people would have been like, how dare she not go?
But then there was like a photo of her and Tommy like right after the wedding.
Yeah.
Being like reunited.
It's so weird.
It is very weird.
And loads of people were giving out about her outfit as well. Like,
why?
You try and dress yourself for a wedding at 9 months
pregnant.
People were giving out that she wore black. Yeah. I think that's really weird.
But if she'd worn a light colour, they would have been like, it's too like the bride.
But she posted a YouTube video last night and she like kind of responded to the comments about her outfit. And she was like, I never realised that you can't wear black to a wedding.
Yeah,
like, I thought
that.
It was totally normal.
Yeah, if anything, it like dims her light a bit, like as in it takes away from her.
And she was like, listen, I didn't really care about my outfit because I was there for Bambi.
Yeah.
Like, and she obviously wanted to wear something because she wore like a black jumpsuit. She obviously wanted to wear something that like, obviously when she's picking Bambi up and stuff.
And did she say anything about Tommy not being there in the YouTube video? Interesting.
No. Yeah, she didn't address that. She kind of just talked about the comments about her outfit. And she even said it was kind of touch and go whether she would even be able to go or not because
she's heavily
pregnant.
What were kind of the big standout points from the wedding other than that? Like, obviously there was a 12-foot wedding cake.
12-foot wedding cake. The dress alone, which we mentioned earlier, cost £40,000, which her parents paid for.
My God.
They said it was like a tradition to pay for the wedding dress.
Okay.
They also gifted her €5 million or £5 million, sorry.
Did they?
£5 million as a wedding gift. Yeah.
Stop it.
And her traditional traveller caravan.
A caravan.
Or like a wagon or whatever.
Well, you priced that up, didn't you? How much is that?
No, that's their actual house. Yeah. It's
so she's
static home.
A static home. Yeah. And then they also have the caravan.
Yeah.
But like looking at how much the reception, it was only like up to £38,000 compared to these Irish celebs.
Yeah.
They're slumming it.
Yeah, like it wasn't a particularly lavish venue.
Yeah, but
I suppose
the wedding
itself
was.
I'd say they were limited to the fact that like they were obviously on the Isle of Man. Like there's only so many places there. But they obviously transformed the whole room. Like the dance floor was like all decorated and stuff.
And then
12-foot cake, 18 bridesmaids.
They gave them a £30,000 holiday to Marbella.
Yes.
Marbs,
yeah.
Which they were on there.
And it was so funny because she had 18 bridesmaids and they were all wearing these matching blue dresses. And then like there was loads of fucking chatter over it because one of the bridesmaids sold the dress on Vinted.
Oh my God, stop it.
Wasn't it Vinted, Sophie? Yeah.
Oh my God.
And loads of people were giving out and then Paris actually commented on it and was like,
it's
she
fine.
Basically thought it was totally grand.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Sorry, the fact that Tommy's fight is the June 13th, like get a grip.
Yeah. That's
honestly,
literally in like 2 weeks.
Get a grip. Yeah. Get a grip. Poor Molly, though. The fact that she responds to the comments, I actually feel really bad for her. But speaking of weddings or husbands, where is Katie Price's husband? Where is he? I love that that song came out this year. God. It's honestly like getting a resurgence, you know. Where's my husband? Because where the hell is he? That's the story has just taken over.
I know.
The internet. Like, the whole thing is so wild. Like, at this point now, it's been, what, over a week and a half? We still don't know where he is. Well, the reports now are that he has been arrested in Dubai. Have you seen that?
Yeah, now she's said that's fake news. But, like...
But Dubai...
His whole life is fake news.
Yeah, but the Dubai, like, government confirmed it to the Mail Online that he has been arrested. And so did his dad. His dad was like, he's in jail.
I don't know. But, like, that's the thing. You don't know what to believe. Like,
I believe the Dubai government if they released a statement saying that he's been arrested, though.
Yeah.
That's the latest one. Like, they actually have confirmed it, that he is arrested. And that he's being held on several charges.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, when they first got together... There was loads of deep dives into him, and there was a lot of like, who is this guy? Because he claimed to have like an Oxford degree, and like,
and there's like AI images of him with Kim Kardashian and Elon Musk and everything. It's so funny.
And he was like AIing himself onto like pictures of fucking Chris Hemsworth and stuff.
I actually
like,
cannot cope. I can't cope.
So everyone was basically like, when they first got together, they were like, well, he's obviously like a huge crook. Like,
yeah. Tinder swindler.
And it came out that he had a travel ban for allegedly forging the signature of a girlfriend at the time to get like 200 grand or something
like
that.
A mortgage, yeah.
Yeah. At the time, like, he completely denied it for ages and ages. But then people kept being like, well, why isn't he coming back to the UK with Katie? And then we had the Gossies in March. Katie was coming, and the whole time she was saying Lee was coming with her.
Gossies were in February 28th now, I'll have you know.
Oh, sorry, almost March. In February. So she said the whole time that he was coming with her, and we were like, okay, yeah,
grand. We had a seat warmed for him.
We had a seat ready for him, and then obviously, shock horror, he didn't show up.
Yeah.
So...
But at this point, Katie was still like, he doesn't have a travel ban.
Yeah, she was like,
it's fine. Yeah. But then in the odd YouTube clip, because she's a YouTube channel now where she's documenting all this, she was like, oh, like, you can get a ban for even like a driving ticket over there, like for breathing the wrong way. I was like, that's not true. I don't think that's true.
But yeah, it all kind of kicked off then a couple weeks ago. It was like earlier this... Well,
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. He was meant to be on Good Morning Britain with
like,
Katie.
Why did he agree to do this segment?
And they like advertised this interview, like Good Morning Britain were teasing it, being like, Katie Price and Lee Andrews are going to be on the show. And then a few hours before they were meant to be on the show, he pulled out and said that he had business to attend to and that he couldn't make it and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, Katie was obviously really pissed off because he basically, like, you know...
Promoted to the whole
stood
of
her
Britain.
Up on live TV. Like.
And the whole point was, like, to prove that he doesn't have a travel ban. Like, we're both going to be here on the sofa talking about our relationship.
Yeah, so then she, like, posted this video basically being like, where's my husband? Which is so funny, like...
I love it.
Oh, you got to hand it to Katie, like,
she knows how to handle a scandal now.
Yeah. And then... He had posted a video being like, look, I'm in the airport now. I'm on the way, blah, blah.
But in the video, you can very much see he's at like arrivals. He's like coming into the airport. Yeah, she's not through security getting on a plane.
No.
And he's still like,
there's sign of baggage check, like nothing.
No.
And then there was nothing for a few days. And then about 3 days later, Katie posted this video.
I can't.
Saying
this.
That Lee was missing. Yeah. And he had been missing for 3 days. He never showed up to the UK. And that the last she had heard from him...
No, I can't with this.
...was that he had FaceTimed her and he had his hood up and he had his hands tied and he was saying that he was being taken away. And she was like, I don't know whether he's been arrested or kidnapped or what. Like, I don't know.
How did he set up the old tripod now with the hands tied?
It's so weird. And then a few days later, he was properly reported missing to, like, the Dubai government or whatever. And now it's obviously emerged that he's been arrested. Yeah. So,
but it's mad because, like, one of her really good friends is a journalist in The Sun.
Yeah,
Clemmy Mooney. She, like, in her pieces was like, he's literally in a rundown villa hiding out with a burner phone. Yeah. But now it's like he's arrested. So it is confusing. It's like, where is he? What's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
And then the fact that he followed a girl on Instagram.
Yeah.
And didn't on her birthday.
So, like, she, it was her birthday the other day. And he, first of all, didn't contact her at all. But followed a random woman. And like he was only following Katie before. And now he's following two accounts. People. And it's this random lady. It's so weird.
It is weird. But like you can get phones in jail. Is he still following her, the random woman?
No. But I saw like this really funny video, and it was like this girl being like, oh, like when someone asks like what you did over the weekend, you have to pretend that you didn't spend the whole weekend like trying to find where Lee
trying
Andrews
to find
is.
Lee Andrews. Well, the fact that Louise Zisman, that girl from Celebrity Brother and The Apprentice, jetted over to try to find him, like documenting the search. But no, it has come out from the Dubai government now that he has been detained. So I think he did try to get on an airplane, because he wouldn't just randomly be arrested. Yeah. Like, but they obviously, they said they were questioning him. It's not just for one charge, like multiple charges of fraud.
I just don't get it though. Like, why are you lying? Like, people are going to find
out. For the clout and for the fame. He's literally been the most talked about man in Britain for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They will come out with a documentary together. They will do a deal together. They'll do a Hello Magazine spread. Fame and money. There's your answer.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, I hope he's all right. Like, if it comes out something did happen, I apologize.
I know, because I know we're all laughing about it, but like...
But so is she.
She's like, yeah, so...
If she was genuinely really worried and devastated, I'd be like, okay, but she's, you know, singing Where the Hell's My Husband, doing funny videos about it. Mm. But she is still like, I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear what the excuse is when he does reappear.
Oh, he'd be like, I was never arrested. Who knows?
Yeah, like, I had to pay a 10 million euro... like fee to get out of my kidnappers, and that's why I've no money. You know,
he'll probably say he's a fucking secret agent for the CIA or something. It's like, I've actually been undercover this whole time.
But I have to say, like, it's been entertaining. Yeah. It's sweeped the nation in the UK. It's like really popular over here too, so it's a very interesting one. But speaking of entertainment, before we wrap up today, Love Island is coming back next week,
Monday June coming 1st.
And we already have our first Irish star.
Yeah. Sean Fitzgerald, he's a Galway GA star.
Fitzy, also, as they say.
Fitzy, as they say. He has a pretty big following on TikTok as well.
Fitzy 007.
Apparently he's slid into the DMs of half of fucking Ireland.
Has he? Have you heard that? Stop it. Fair play to him.
That's according to the commentary I'm seeing online.
Wow.
He's been busy.
He's more than a GAA player than just a player in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he's definitely a ladies man, so I think he'll do quite
well.
You
kind of have to be to go on to Love Island.
You do.
You need to have the banter.
Yeah.
And obviously he put up that video initially of his like audition tape. That was very funny.
That was back in February.
Quirky.
Yeah. And like he obviously plays GAA, but he's a primary school teacher as well, and like shares videos.
Yeah, good luck to that career.
That's
gonna be down the toilet.
But yeah, no, I think he'll be quite funny on it. Like, he definitely does seem to have like a good personality. But then again, like, I wonder how he'll come across. It's Love Island. It just really
those
depends
quirky
how they
characters
edit you.
I feel like always do well though, because they end up being friends with everybody and everyone loves them. And he'll probably get be able to pull a girl too if he's like good chat. But what I find so interesting about Sean joining is the commentary on it from like sports reporters, like in Ireland. I don't know if you've read some
they're
of them.
They're like, apparently Sean Fitzgerald is leaving to go on Love Island.
But like people are like really questioning, like, basically as if like playing the GAA is like fighting for Ireland. Like, people are like, I can't believe he's like stepped down from the team. He missed like a senior championship match.
But sorry, but the GAA doesn't pay your fucking bills.
I know, but if you're a true GAA patriot, like playing for your county
is like serious business.
Because like Greg O'Shea went on, obviously he was in the sevens. There's been a few athletes that have gone on. I've never seen as much commentary about it than this. He's obviously a very good player. Like, people are literally like, I cannot believe like he's left the team and he's going in. Like, will he ever be able to return? Like, what if he goes on and he only lasts 2 weeks? Will they take him back? I don't know. I'm really interested to see him. I think Irish stars do so well on Love Island. I hate the seasons that there's no Irish people on it. You need an Irish person from the beginning. So I think he's going to be really good. Obviously, the rumors are still rife that Charlene Murphy is joining. Do you believe she is?
Yeah, I think she'll be a bombshell.
She's gonna be a bombshell.
I think she's
in like
bombshell.
Santorini, or no, she's in
she's gone on a press trip
in Italy with pennies.
Yeah, but I'd say she's thrown people off the scent, you know.
I'd say she's jetting from wherever she's going now to
she's a good
Marps
base tan anyway.
She does have a good base tan. Obviously she's been getting her extensions done. She like flew to another country to get them done.
Yeah,
she's been getting her nails done. It's a lot for a hot girl summer now. I really want her to go on. And like, if I think of some of the most iconic Love Islanders to ever be on the show, most of them are bombshells.
Yeah.
So Maura, Ekansu, Greg O'Shea won the show as coming in as a bombshell later on. I think some of the biggest stars to ever be on Love Island are bombshells. Who's your favorite bombshell on Love Island in history?
Maura Higgins.
Maura Higgins, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She is the ultimate bombshell.
I just think Charlene is so primed for it because also she has so much experience with the media and being in the spotlight.
Yes.
She has not had an easy time and the things she's had to talk about. Yeah. So I think she'd be perfect for it. Like, I think she'd be well able to handle any sort of hate or commentary on her because she's so used to dealing with it. Like, when she was going out with Dano, like, some of the comments that used to be on, like, her social media
were
outrageous. Yeah. So I'd love to see, like, just a bit of a happy story for her now and for her to meet someone on there, or even just to get on there and have a great career.
I wonder what she'll be like, because like I feel like Charlene is like a little bit quiet.
She's definitely like a soft girly girl, but she also does not take shit though. I think she would like easily
like
stand
how
up
is
for
she
herself.
Gonna cope with the heart rate challenge? Like, that's so intense.
I think she'd kind of make that funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if she would do it that seriously.
Yeah, because you either go like hell for leather or you're kind of like, ha.
But a part of me is like, so many people go on to the island to find love. But like, obviously some people go on for the career. I kind of love Charlene to just leave with a good career and like launch herself in the UK and like.
Because I could definitely see her moving to London and like pursuing that properly.
I'm on the vibe of like, you don't need to find a man in Love Island. You just need to find a wallet, like get the money out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think people are, you know, well versed with that idea now that like people do go on it to expand their careers.
But it could be huge for her, and she already has like collabs with brands here in Ireland, so like imagine in the UK. She just reminds me of when Molly May went on, because remember she was kind of an influencer already. She had like a YouTube channel, she had a following, and that's kind of why she exploded even more when she came straight out. She had the platform there to like then go on to launch her own brand, become the creative director of PLT. Like, if you think about her trajectory, it was actually mental.
It's so funny, like Charlene has been compared to Molly Mae before.
Yeah,
she said she liked
the Irish
Molly Mae.
Yeah, she is similar to her. Yeah, she is similar to her.
But yeah, I can't see her coupling up with Sean now.
No.
I think she's done with sports stars.
Yeah, let's hope. And I also feel like Irish probably deterred just to get with an Irish when they're in there.
Well,
I know
Connor
and Megan did.
Yeah.
But they kind of knew each other from before as well. Do you remember we figured that out?
Yeah.
But no, I really want her to go on. And it's just an extra level when you've people in there that you know.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when Billy Kiss was there as well? I remember like some of the Irish influencers were like, ah. Yeah. And like Andrada when she was on. There's just an extra excitement when there's an Irish gal on.
I feel like loads of people are really excited for it to come back this year.
Yeah, they are. And like there's so many TikToks about who they think is going on. And Charlene is mentioned in nearly every single one. So it would be hilarious if she didn't go, but like she's already well known because of the rumors.
It seems like it's going to be a little bit different this year as well. Like, I think they're doing a lot more games and challenges,
like the Love Island games format.
Yeah, because the theme this year, like, you can see the World Cup, all the promo pictures, it's all football because of the World Cup. So they're gonna have a lot more games, because I don't know if you noticed, but in the last season, there wasn't many challenges. Like,
no.
There wasn't
no,
a lot
there wasn't
at all.
Really.
So I think they're going to kind of tie that in this year to kind of change it up a bit.
Are you excited for it to come back?
Yeah.
I do get so obsessed with it. Like,
yeah.
At the start, I'm shit the first week. I'm always like,
it takes me like 2 weeks
to get
into
it. I normally watch
the
first episode of like what's happening, and then I just don't care, or I'm attached. And I know they're all not going to stay together, so I'm just not attached to them. Mm-hmm. But then like week two, when the first bombshells start to come in and like they start to, I don't know, that's when I'm like, I care about you all now.
We always notice that even on the site as well, that once you hit the 2 week mark,
that's when people
are getting really invested.
And then the Sunday episodes are always the best. It's always the couplings or some drama.
If you think about it, like, people don't know the people yet, so like they have to get invested in them.
But sorry, do you remember the year they randomly dropped Joey Essex into the villa?
Yeah,
that
I
was
know.
In a normal season.
Apparently Ella Rae Wise is gonna go in. She's from Towie.
Oh
yeah,
okay.
So that's another kind of like celeb bombshell.
I don't know her now at all, but
she's
a young
linked
one on the
to
new
Kieran Davies actually a while ago. She's stunning, like she's proper. Like, you'd see her on the
that was such a good twist that summer. It's like, here's Joey Essex.
I know,
like,
and like Joey Essex is like such a perfect person.
Yeah, he
to stir
was
the
brilliant on it. No, I'm actually excited for it to come back. I think also All Stars was very strong this year. That's why people are excited too.
Yeah,
there was so much drama with the Lucinda, the Sammy stuff. We're still writing about all the stuff that went on in that season.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are just like ready. They're ready to go. I'm so excited.
Can't wait.
Right. Well, we will be back next week before I hop on another chopper.
Yeah.
In the south of France.
No, don't.
But have a good week. Enjoy the sun.
Bye.
Bye.